Good morning. Welcome to Worship here at St. Mark's. I'm so glad you could join us this day. Today we're going to be reflecting upon the transfiguration. That's when Jesus went up on a mountain with three of his disciples and his appearance changed and what all it is that God perhaps would like us to take away from that encounter. But I'd like you to stand as we begin our service as we always do, remembering who we belong to and beginning. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this beautiful morning, Lord, that you've given us to gather in your name, to gather in your place, to gather to hear your word, Lord, and to gather to receive your forgiveness and strength for our life. Lord, I pray that you would send your spirit into us. Help us open up our hearts and our minds so that we can learn and grow and know you better. Understand your promises more, Lord, so that we can go through life with the peace that surpasses understanding, the peace that only comes from you. And knowing, Lord, that you are in control even when we are so obviously not in control. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful morning. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, it is appropriate that we would first, when we gather in God's place and in God's name to hear his word, that we would lay our sins at the foot of the cross and receive forgiveness. So let us confess our sins to God our Father. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before you of all sins. I have lived as if you did not matter and as if I mattered most. Your name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let your love have its way with me, and so my love for others have failed. There are those whom I have hurt and those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. I am sorry for all of this and ask for grace. I want to do better. My dear people of God, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing praise to the God who has just forgiven us.
Lord, all the day like it was yesterday. Was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. Now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you.
First scripture reading for today is Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 to 22. If you guys might remember, when the children of Israel first came to the Mount Sinai after coming out of Egypt, the first thing God did to communicate to them was to speak that to them directly, which was a bit of an intense experience for the people. And they asked that God not do that again. And that's referenced here in the reading, so I wanted to bring that up. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire anymore, or we will die." The Lord said to me, "What they say is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites, and I will put my words in his mouth. He will tell them everything I command him. I myself will call to account anyone who does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name. But a prophet who presumes to speak in my name anything I have not commanded, or a prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, is to be put to death. You may say to yourselves, how can we know when a message has not been spoken by the Lord? What if what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously, so do not be alarmed. This is God's word for us today. And then, wait a minute. Oh, wait, let's second read. The scripture reading for today for the text is Luke chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, James, and John with him and went up into a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but they became fully awake. They saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. When he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen. It is now time for the children's message. So children, if you guys would come forward at this time. Mrs. Dinas, our principal, has the message for us today. Come on up here. Come on, there's more kids than this.
All right. Oh, does this look exciting? Yes, Miss Chen. We're going to find out. We are going to find out everything that we're going to do here. All right. Okay. I am going to show you something real quick. I'm going to show you my quiet coyote. He has listening ears and a quiet mouth. Okay? So as I'm talking today, we're going to have listening ears. Wait, I think I heard that word listen from the Bible today. And a quiet mouth. Now, we're going to play a game. And because we have quiet mouths during this game, we're going to use our fingers to show me your guess, okay? You might have seen this game before. Underneath one of these cups is a treat. You are going to guess which cup has the treat, all right? Do you use your one, two, threes? All right, now, what would make it easier for you to make the guess? What would make it, Georgia? You can point to, sure. What would make it easier? What if I would give you a little peek? Would that make your guessing easier?
You could give us a look to see which one's done and then mix the cups up.
Oh, I could give you a look and then switch them around? What if I just do this and give you a little sneak peek? All right, make your guess. Make your guess.
A two.
You think it's two? Oh my goodness, it is two.
Yay.
It was because you got a little sneak peek, right? Now, our story today was about Jesus and his disciples. And they went up the mountain together to pray, and then they got a sneak peek. The disciples got to see Jesus shine in all his glory. And then two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared with him. Yes, yes, I know, you have the same name. But they got to see Jesus' light come out and dazzle and shine like the sun. And then something happened. Clouds came and covered them. And in that cloud, there was a voice. And the voice said, "This is my son whom I've chosen. listen to him. Can you say those Bible words to me with me? Ready? This is my son whom I've chosen. Listen to him. Who are we supposed to listen to?
Jesus.
We're supposed to listen to Jesus. Now the disciples could hear Jesus. How do we listen to Jesus? Can we read our Bibles?
Yes.
Yeah, that's listening to Jesus, isn't it? Can we listen to our moms and dads and our teachers and our pastors? Is that listening to Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Those are all, wait, what about when we pray? Can our hearts be still and listen to Jesus?
Yeah,
they can. Let's go ahead and say a prayer today and let's listen to Jesus. Ready? Can you repeat after me? Let's fold our hands, bow our heads, and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, help me to shine like the sun. Help me to listen to you. Be with me today, I pray. Amen.
So side note, I gotta be honest, that's one of the best children's messages I've ever heard in my life. Did I mention as well that that's our principal of our school? So she does some pretty awesome stuff. So, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What voices do you listen to? How do those voices shape your very being? I had the privilege, the honor, the blessing of when I was in high school going to Lutheran summer music camp, where that whole month was just an inundation of music. I was part of a band that I was practicing with, and by the end of the month we performed together. I was part of a small group, kind of ensembles that I had to practice for. I think I had a solo in there as well. All this for the sake of me growing in my musical ability. And as well, we had these concerts most nights that we'd listen to some of the staff who were there playing different instruments and things. And I got to observe one of the most unique concerts that I have ever experienced. In fact, it was so unique that it's practically unable to be replicated. What it was about a dozen or so radios. We're talking the old type that you don't just hit a button and it changes. No, you got to have one knob for the volume and one knob that's adjusting. You kind of get that's going as you're going through the different stations. And what the music score looked like, the conductor started up and is counting a 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And it's the most awkward thing because then all of a sudden, instead of somebody playing normal, they turned on their radio when their particular sheet music said to do so, and they turned up the volume to whatever it said, and they turned the dial to wherever it said. And so suddenly you're hearing country music, and then you have pop music, and then you have classical, and then you have talk radio and sports and all these things, and kind of raising a volume and crescendo, decrescendo, all this craziness. And by the end, all these voices are just shouting, all different types of music, all overpowering each other, and you get to a point where you feel like, oh my gosh, please let this end, and then... And like I said, you can't replicate it because it was all live radio. Everything they tuned into is live to that moment. And so technically, if you had a recording, maybe technically you could redo it. But it was all true for those radio stations in that city at that time. And this was an image that came to my mind as I was studying God's word today with regard to the transfiguration. Because there's a lot that's going on here. So you have it. About 8 days after these sayings, now 8 days sometimes, or the number eight, can kind of communicate this concept of starting a new thing. You think about God had established a week as 7 days, on the seventh day he rested, and then now the eighth day something new has begun. So about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on a mountain to pray. Now, sorry, a little side note here. Another image I want in your mind that I think is really apt as we reflect on God's word today that's intriguing to me is that of a ballerina. This might come as a shock to you. I've never been a ballerina. I just don't have the build for it, I guess, among other things. You know, but one of the things that's astounding about ballerinas is when they can twirl and turn and do it repeatedly. See, I have to put my foot down and balance, and they can just do it. And what I've heard, having not done it myself, in order for them to be able to do this twirl, 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 is they will pause for like the minutest of moments and focus on one thing. And then they spin and they focus on one thing, and they spin and they focus on one thing. And how pivotal that moment is for them not getting discombobulated, not falling, not losing their balance, all of that in order to do, in the midst of that chaotic twirl, keeping a sense of, this is where I need to be. Just wanted that image in your mind as well. Moving back to the transfiguration. So Jesus was praying, and the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure when he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Now, I can only imagine if I had been on that mountain, suddenly seeing this appearance as I'm just trying to take in this never-before-seen thing. You're looking at a man that you've been following, and suddenly he is dazzling white, and suddenly there's two men appearing, and they're talking about something you have no idea what they're talking about. And so we get now to Peter, and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. I don't know how long Jesus has been praying for. It made me think a little bit of the Garden of Gethsemane when the disciples are like, oh, Jesus is praying again. All right, you know what? This is going to be a while. Okay. And they just pass out. And suddenly they're like, wait, what? Is there talking? How is there talking right now? This is all just I'm picturing. I don't know how you picture it, but this is how I'm picturing it. But all of this just amazing stuff. And Peter, who's kind of overwhelmed at this moment, became fully awake, and he saw Jesus' glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good that we are here. This is amazing. Oh, my goodness. Hey, can we set up some tents here? Let's have one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Let's camp out here for life. That sounds awesome. This is so cool. Never seen this before, but Jesus, let's do this. But not knowing what he said. And as Peter was saying these things, a cloud came over, overshadowed them. And understandably, they were afraid. Again, unexpected things. You got dazzling man, two people there, they're talking, they're starting to go away, and cloud just covers over you. What you going to do? You're probably also going to be afraid. I don't know, I would be. So, a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. And I'll be honest, as I read and reread and read this again, as I have read this many times in my life, I find it challenging to really take it all in. There's so many things as we're talking about Jesus in a moment of being fully in his glory. Normally, he's in a very humble state. He is the Son of God, and yet he has taken on flesh. He walks amongst people. He does the normal human things of eating and drinking. And yet here it is, a moment, a brief glimpse as to the fact that this one truly is God. And it's astounding. And it's really hard to take in. It's really hard even to imagine fully what that experience would be like. Even as I'm describing it to you, even as I've thought to it myself, I can't really truly feel like I have a good grasp on that moment for the disciples. Yet we have the best that we can communication of words. And so amidst all of this chaotic imagery of Jesus bright and two men appearing and two men leaving and the voice of God and the cloud and all of this, the one thing that I find the easiest to grasp onto and say this is what I think is focusing on and worth reflecting on. This is my son. listen to him. Because I can at least get my feet on solid ground there of recognizing, yes, I need to listen to Jesus. But as I started with my sermon, I ask you again, what voices do you listen to? Now, how do those voices shape your being? On a given day, I wake up and I will often read the news as something I enjoy doing at the start of the day. And those are voices that I listen to. And depending on how they depict the events that have taken place, admittedly, that shapes my perspective, my outlook on how is the world doing right now. Or maybe I look at social media and I look at how other people are doing, or I think about what I want to post on there, and admittedly sometimes my own pride says, hey, I want to look as awesome as I possibly can. And it's not just on social media, it could be in actual conversations with actual people. I want to look good. I want people to think well of me. And that's a very common thought, it's not a bad thing. Or I think about how the people that I interact with on a daily basis, my family, my friends, or weekly, monthly, how other people shape my very being, my perspectives on life. Sometimes it's encouraging, which is great, and sometimes it's a bit more tearing down. Sometimes people can be harsh. Or I go out in the world and there's so many voices telling me, buy this thing and this is going to make you happy. And if you just achieve this, then you will feel like you have arrived. So many voices all around you. All of them trying to tell you, this is how you should think. This is who you should be. This is how you should feel. And then there's the voices on the inside. The voices on the inside that tell me that I should be so filled with pride because I'm awesome. I don't know what your mind tells you, but mine tells me I'm awesome pretty frequently. But in my pride telling me I'm awesome, then I can often neglect the needs of other people. I could look down on other people. I could say, why can't you just do it how I would do it? Or sometimes my pride does the exact opposite and tells me, you don't measure up, you can't do it, you will never achieve what you need to do, just lay down and don't even try. And it's not just my pride. There's the voices of my own frustration and anger of why are things not the way I think is best and it should be? Why is it that I can't just make the situation happen how I want it to? Or there's the voices that are sad and overwhelmed and don't really know how to cope with this scenario right now and don't really see a way out. And the mind bounces from this thought to 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 this thought. And you can't get any sure footing. And if I listen to all those other voices, the ones inside, the ones outside, my only remaining option is to crumble. Because nothing is sure footing. And yet God says, this is my son. Listen to him. And like a ballerina, finding that focal point over and over again. If you want to stand in the chaoticness around you, that's the way forward. Because that's the only sure footing that you can actually find in this world is the voice of God and the voice of Jesus. Of all the things that I could relay to you, the many words of Jesus that are found here, the one that I want you to focus on today, by all means, find others. Just as a side note, please, be in the habit then, if you're going to listen to Jesus, then you got to know what he said. And if you're going to have the words of Jesus shape you, if you're going to be a person who trusts in the one that you should listen to, then you got to be in his word daily. But the one word that I want to leave you with today is where Jesus says, "Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And the cacophony of voices that are all telling you, this is how you should think, and this is how you should take for yourself what you need. Jesus offers you rest. But he doesn't just leave it there. He says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In other words, Jesus comes to you in the mess and in the wreckage that you are facing. And he offers you rest, but he also offers you work. But the nature of this work is not going to be depleting, but it is a work that is both pouring into you and allowing you to pour into others. For this is a work that flows out of what Jesus has done for you. He says you don't have to work and strive for the things that this world says you need to. But you can put your trust in a God who loves you and generously provides for you. This God has equipped you. This God has gifted you. This God has given you relationships and people so that you can share life with them. He says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Listen to this one. Listen to the one who desires and does pour life into you, who meets you in your time of difficulty and walks alongside of you. Listen to him. Amen.
We believe in the crucifixion. We believe.
It's now time in our worship service where we confess what God has taught us about himself. And we're going to do this using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let's confess. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. My friends, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this day, and we thank you, Lord, for every gift of body and soul, Lord, that you have given us. Lord, you created this incredible world for us to live in, and then you continually bless us, not just with life in this world, Lord, but everything that we need so that we can enjoy this life, Lord. And not just this life, but then you provide for us everything that we need so that we can spend eternity with you forever in heaven in glory as you intended it to be. Lord, I thank you for all that you have given us. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with us, Lord, as we work, as we continue to live and work in this world that is still tainted with sin. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to help us to encourage and support one another, that we would encourage each other, Lord, in our faith, that we would continually point each other to you, Lord, when things are hard, when I'm looking down and not looking at you, that we would encourage each other, Lord, to remember, Lord, that you are the one who provides, that you are the one who has answers, that you are the one who loves us, that you are the one with all the strength, Lord, when we are weak. Lord, we pray that you would help us to continually encourage one another. And Lord, we pray especially for some people, Lord, who are needing encouragement today. Lord, we pray for Kathy at the death of her husband, Paul, Lord. And for Gretchen, her daughter, and for their grandchildren, Lord, I pray that you would continue to be their strength, that you would hold them up, that you would make them strong, Lord, even when it doesn't make any sense in this world, Lord, as you promised to give us peace that surpasses understanding, peace that doesn't even make sense, because we know that there is something behind all this, and that is you and your plans, and that one day your plans will take us to the place where we will all be together once again, only now in a perfect place, as perfect people standing in front of our perfect God. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with everybody, Lord, who is struggling with physical illnesses, Lord, with just struggle, all the struggles of life, whether it be relational or financial or health or whatever it would be, Lord, whatever it is that is burdening us today, Lord, thank you, Lord, that we do not have to walk through these situations alone, Lord, but that you promised to walk with us. When you ascended into heaven, Lord, you told us, I will be with you always, Lord, and we cling to that promise every day. Because this world is scary and life is a bit much a lot of times, and we need you. We need your strength. Thank you, Lord, for your incredible love, for being with us, for providing for us, for loving us, for leading us, for guiding us, for helping us to understand your words so that we can understand who you are and your promises for us. Thank you, Lord, for all of these things. And we pray the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Thank you. You know, our God is faithful. When we're all dizzy out in the world spinning pirouettes, like Pastor Josh was talking about in the sermon today, Jesus is a fixed thing in this world. You know how important it is that we have an unchanging God, a God whose grace doesn't end, and a God who makes promises that he keeps. And one of the things that God promises is that when we are in need, when we are weak, when we are broken, when we need healing, when we need forgiveness, when we need restoration, when we need all the things that we need from our God, that he gives us a meal that we can come to. And he promises to be here. And here we receive the benefits of Jesus, of his suffering and death for us. And he's here every single time. And because we know that, because he has promised, and because our God keeps his promises, depart in peace, knowing that he has done everything that he said he would. Amen. And receive our Lord's blessing as we go our way today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Okay, thank you. First of all, children, if you guys can run for Sunday school at this point, Miss Lauren will be in the back, and she will take you off to your class to teach you about Jesus, which is a good thing. The rest of you, I want to remind you that there will be, one of our elders will be available in the prayer chapel after the service to pray with you if you have any individual things you want to be praying for. And one more announcement is that the Easter baskets, what this is that we have, you see food up on the tables, and you see there's not as a lot of food on the tables. We have a lot of people who are in, you guys all know, food's expensive these days. The families who are barely making it normally are struggling even more. We as God's people want to be a blessing to them, and so I just ask and encourage you to take that in consideration and please take part in this. It is vitally important to a lot of people in our community and our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're especially looking for boxed pasta, canned meals, chili SpaghettiOs, that kind of thing, pasta sauce, fruit cups, and Cheerios or other kinds of fun cereal, okay? My wife always said, nothing with cartoon on the cover, though, because those are bad for you. But anyway, I don't think I care if we're giving it away. But nevertheless, that's something to be thinking about. I also want to bring up Carla Bomarito. She's gotten a message an announcement for us this morning as well from our life team.
Hello, so I am Carla Bomarito from our life team, and St. Mark's life team continues to affirm all of life from womb to tomb. He values all life. God created life. As followers of Jesus Christ, we want his ways to be our ways. The sad news is we know that culture has a strong influence today that often speaks against what God wants. Our life team will always value life and as God's creation, and we are here to help our community of believers at St. Mark's band together to support and affirm all life. So today, here's the good news, ways that you and I can make a difference. Number one, pray for life. Each week in the bulletin during Lent under Life Team, we will have a scripture to meditate on, a suggested thought, and then we ask you to pray. Also, you can find this in the March Scribe. The second way is to look for those who might be struggling with life issues. Listen to them, walk with them through the hard places. Encourage them to get help and counsel, possibly from a pregnancy life center. And number three, an invitation for you. We're asking that maybe you'd like to attend the My Life Medical and Resource Center Banquet, which is on April the 10th. It's at Andre's Banquet Center in Fenton. My Life's mission statement is, we exist to empower men and women to make healthy decisions concerning life, sex, families, and Jesus Christ. My Life is a ministry that's located in High Ridge, and it's a place for free and low-cost pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and also resources for women, such as clothing, diapers, counseling, and more. I should say men and women. They also offer counseling for new dads. Our St. Mark's Angie Geiler is the ultrasound nurse there serving women with life issues and unplanned pregnancies. So we'd like you to seriously think about coming to the banquet, which also includes a silent auction. This is always a wonderful evening. There's no cost to attend the My Life Banquet, but it is an opportunity to financially support this great ministry as you are led to, and to learn about this ministry. The food is great, the fellowship is great, and there's always wonderful things to bid on at the silent auction. The Life Team has two tables of 10 reserved, and we would love to have you help us fill those tables. So sign up today as you leave at the Connection Center. Let's support life together. We believe the health and safety of women should never be compromised. And what a privilege we have as Christians to affirm life together from conception to its natural end. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. All right, my friends. With that, then, I just thank you so much for coming and worshiping with us today. And the reason I thank you is because we come here because we need God. But we also come here so that we can encourage and uplift each other. And so, you know, there's always the people that are like running for the door as soon as church is out. And I get that. Sometimes we can preach a long time. But I also encourage you to, as we go, don't be so fast to get out that aren't able to connect and talk to each other and encourage and uplift each other, okay? Just an important part of being the body of Christ as we live life together and go through all these crazy bumps together, all right? Heavenly, let God's blessings on your week, and I will see you in the back or around here, wherever I end up at the service. It's always hard to tell. Blessings, folks.